Well, that was a real burning. So you see in the Gemara, Rav Masna and Belazar, they disagree with Nisim and the Aaron if it was their body was burnt or only the neshama. So Zotayis, the truth is, Betaris Kainam Ika Beis Bereises Shenuyas Stam. We have two actual Bereises, the Pligim, that actually disagree on this. Mekarik Tani Ketzer Haisa Misasan. How is their death? Nechutim Mechula, two strings of fire. Venisav Gufon, and their body was burnt Begdin Kayomen, and their bodies. And their garments, their bodies were burnt, but their garments were around. Like it says, that their body was around. So we see this two separate prices that I mentioned to Kain that have this machlekes itself. Then it says, I'm beginning to say, but the Gemara says, "Sukkot of Chafeim Beis Mishavel Tzafen." They're the ones that pulled out the bodies. They were tame. They got pushed up to the Pesach Sheni. Question is, v'sreifa mamashav, if their bodies really got burnt, there's nothing for them to become tame because the bodies were burnt up. So there was nothing to become tame from. V'yesham tesu, what you say is, no, the shaldun kayemes haba, the actual skeleton was still intact. If a dead person got burnt, but the skeleton is still around, tame, you will become tame. And therefore, even though nisrav kufan, it still makes sense. I think it says, begin with the word dimadam, aysam ala bigdehem. That according to the ones who hold that the bodies are burnt, Vatech Leisim teaches that only they were burnt, but not their garments. So it says, but they carry them with their tunics. Obviously, their garments were not burnt, because it says they carried them with their ketanis. Someone says, you could say, yes, the Leyadino, we don't know. Was it with the garments of those who were carrying them? I mean, it was Mishal and Al-Tzafan's own garments, or the garments of those who were carried. So it wouldn't be a raya from that pasuk. Next time, Master begins to do the words in Magam, that we shall learn out from Parmanis Rafim that the guf is burnt. Which Tosafot points out, have a Muslim name, the Gemara could have said, that just like we put that pasuk before, so you could say that for sure it's mistabe to learn from the Aaron, that it doesn't mean literally actually burning them. Next says matzah begins with the words the Gemara came machsher, because they have the commonality of that they're machsher. So Tosafot wonders tema that the loy chasher mechaper. Why didn't we mention the fact that there's another comparison between Misa Sreifa and the Parma Nisrafim, that the Sreifa, both of them, is coming for an atonement, as the Gemara Andav Membeiz, Membeiz, had already mentioned this comparison. Next is Mata Begin of the Gemara. Well, Hanach Nefishi, because these have more things in common, B'nei Aaron and Das Karech, and not Parma Nisrafim, which has less things. Now, says Taisus, Mishamachi, that's why, like Kamahacha, that's why the Gemara and Taisus come to address the question, doesn't say, which can mean Pergnig Madin, which the Gemara says is on Dafman basis. Yeah, even though, you know, we could learn from another one, but rather rely on Machsha Machsha. So it says that would only help where you don't have more comparison than one to the other. But in our sugi, we have more comparison, but we're not going to say this far of Machsha Mimachsha. Oinami, another part you could take is Machsha the Hasam Adif, Shezehach Shire Bekach. That is, that Gemara previously was comparing Machshav and Machshav, that's going to be effective. And therefore, we're going to learn out the halacha of Niskalin from the halacha Parma Nisrafim, not from Shchut Echutz. Because what it says in the Torah, by Niskalin Parma Nisrafim, to take them out of the Machna, that's the Ikka Hechshav in the Mitzvah, which is not the case by Shchut Echutz, to the contrary, that's actually Psul, which is not the case over here. So, Vezeh Adirab, and Nivsel Bekach, that over here, that you know, you compare the Mises Sreifa, the Parma Nisrafim, that both of them are beged of a machsher, that's the Kima Mitzvah, which is not the case by Mises Bnei Aaron Karach, that the Sreifa was not a Bidei Adam Vekima Mitzvah. But since that also, that Sreifa that says by them does not come to Pasal, rather that was the Halacha, but it wasn't done Bidei Adam, only Bidei Shemaim, so that's where would not be effective to be Machriya, that we should learn of Dafka from Parm and not from Bnei Aaron. So in other words, that's what he's saying, that over there, where one is meimachshir and one to contrary is invalidating, fine. But here we don't have the adirabba nisubakach, and therefore that's why it doesn't make it better than the other one.